I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Way to Logan for nonstop adventure all summer, two huge festivals, Memorial Day weekend, Baby Animal Days, and Cache Valley Mountain Men Rendezvous, all outdoors at American West Heritage Center. ExploreLogan.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 75 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. In a rather informal way, Ron DeSantis formally declared he's a candidate for president.
We need the courage to lead and the strength to win.
Utah Republicans have already given their support to DeSantis. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell begins our live team coverage. Hugo?
Jeff, chair of the Utah GOP, Robert Axon, says DeSantis is a welcome entry, but not the only candidate for Utah voters.
We have Senator Tim Scott, who recently announced. We have former ambassador and former Governor Nikki Haley. We have former Governor Hutchinson, and then Vivek Ramaswamy.
He told me he believes the rivalry between DeSantis and Donald Trump could cause enough divide that another candidate could become a frontrunner.
American politics is one where the person who was seen as the foregone conclusion is not always the person across the finish line. You go back to 1992 and Bill Clinton was seen as like sixth or seventh down the list and ultimately ended up as the nominee of the Democrat Party and ultimately the victor and the president of the United States.
Reporting live, Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
Now, the kickoff of the DeSantis campaign did not go as planned. Our team coverage continues with Maria Chaleos live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the Florida governor planning to announce his campaign on Twitter Spaces, but the platform was plagued with technical glitches. DeSantis releasing a Twitter video instead.
Truth must be our foundation. And common sense can no longer be an uncommon virtue. In Florida, we prove that it can be done.
Metrics on Twitter showed that more than 600,000 people were attempting to listen, causing the platform's servers to melt down. Police in Virginia stopping an attack on the CIA. They arrested a 32-year-old man near a preschool. Fairfax County Police Chief Kevin Davis says Eric Sandow had an AK-47 assault rifle, a semi-automatic pistol, and a cache of ammunition.
We're talking 200 rounds of ammunition. And just think if he would have taken those firearms out of his trunk as he walked by a school on the way to the front gates of the CIA. It could have been much, much worse.
Yeah, Sandow telling them he was headed to the CIA. A prayer vigil in Uvalde, Texas to mark the anniversary of the deadly mass shooting inside Robb Elementary School.
My chains are gone.
19 children, two adults were killed by an 18-year-old former student with an assault rifle. He was killed by police, but only after the officers waited more than an hour to go into the school to end the shooting. The investigation is still underway. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Maybe you have something to say about this. Some Salt Lake City schools might have to close up next year.
With fewer students filling the classrooms in Salt Lake City, the school district is being faced with closing a few locations in 2024. District spokesperson Yandere Chatwin promises they'll be incredibly transparent with the community.
In the fall, parents can expect to hear more information about specific options for recommendation to the board, and we'll host a series of public open houses in the fall to make sure that people in the community are aware of what's happening.
You can learn more by visiting the Salt Lake School District's website. Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
There is a person of interest in Spanish Fork. Nearly 2 days after a toddler was shot outside a daycare center, Spanish Fork Police Lieutenant Corey Slaymaker says they tracked down a man who was shooting a .22 caliber air rifle nearby.
Clearly believe this was completely accidental as far as what occurred. The individual did not know that there was a daycare over that area.
Slaymaker says the area is within city limits, but shooting is not allowed. Spanish Fork city prosecutors will determine if charges will be filed. The good news, this two-year-old boy we're talking about is making progress at Primary Children's Hospital with a bullet lodged in his head. A park preservation group says Zion is being loved to death. Now, the National Park Trust is encouraging tourists to visit the lesser-known parks. They say most of the people visiting national parks only visit 24 of the more than 400 that are open. They're hoping visitors will spread the love among many other parks. With Memorial Day weekend just ahead, park rangers are reminding that you should keep your distance from wildlife. KSL News Radio's Kate Davis has details.
Yellowstone park rangers say they had to take action and euthanize a baby bison because a tourist pushed the bison out of a river and onto a road. The human contact likely led the herd to reject the calf because rangers tried to reunite the baby with its herd, but they rejected it. They had to euthanize the bison because it was putting itself and other people in danger.
Experts say to stay at least 25 yards from all wildlife, and you should stay a football field away from bears and wolves. KSL News Time, 5:35. Time for First Look Traffic. Len Thomas is in for Ricky this afternoon. So how are we doing?
Well, Jeff, we have a crash southbound I-15 at 400 South in Springville. You got right lanes closed and slowing the flow all the way from Provo, and then you've got other slowing on I-15 in Utah County, as well as throughout the Salt Lake Valley and in Davis County. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Did you see this kid who won American Idol last night? It's a pretty amazing story. Stay here. My minute of news is on the...
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.